Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We're going to be following Jesus during his earthly ministry. But before we started that, I wanted to take some time just to look at the person of Jesus. And the best place to do that, one of the best places, is John chapter 1. Today in our passage, John 1, 12 through 13, we see not only who Jesus is, but that he has made us children of God. Yet to all who did receive Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Think about that. You are a child of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. So think about it. If you've trusted in Jesus as your personal Savior, you've been transformed. Brokenness is no longer the theme of your life. You are a child of the living God. Now, here's what that means to be a child of the living God. You can remember your position in Jesus with the acronym SAFE with two S's. Let's just work our way through it. First of all, you are significant. Your worth is not found in what you wear, how you look, where you live, or what you drive. You are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for you to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Not only are you significant, you are secure, you are safe, you are protected, you are sheltered. Nothing can separate you from God's love. Not only are you significant and secure, you are accepted. The living God has adopted you and given you all the privileges of natural children, including inheritance rights. He sent his Spirit to live in you, and God invites you to call him Abba Father, Daddy Father. You are significant, you are secure, you are accepted, and you're forgiven. Through Jesus, God has removed our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. He puts our sins out of his sight. He chooses to forget them. God takes our sins and throws them into the depths of the sea. God has forgiven you. That means you can forgive yourself and you can forgive others. So you are significant, you are secure, you're accepted, you're forgiven, and you are empowered. When we trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in our heart. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, we receive power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We have within us the same power that raised Christ from the dead. We have the power within us to live a life of obedience. So you're a child of God if you've trusted in Christ. You are safe, significant, secure, accepted, forgiven, empowered. Father, thank you for making us your child. Thank you for making me significant, secure, accepted, forgiven, empowered. Help me acknowledge my position in you each day of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.